I'm Todd Gleason. You're listening to the Closing Market Report. Eric Snodgrass from Agrible is now here to take up the weather forecast. Let's start in the central part of the United States. A whole lot of severe weather, Eric, has taken place.
Yeah, this past week has been interesting. You know, we actually have a group of students from the University of Illinois out storm chasing as a part of a class, and they've got to see some pretty incredible weather. So here's what's going on. We have a very large ridge in the jet stream, where we did for most of the week last week, and that's been helping to give us this constant stream of warm, humid, unstable air kind of underneath that ridge straight up through the gut of the United States, right up through the Great Plains. It was a little bit cooler to the west and cooler to the east, but the central U.S. was warm and humid. So we had these frequent kind of small scale features that kind of move through the jet stream, and they help to kind of drive the lift in the atmosphere that's going to help these storms really fire up. And because the atmosphere was so unstable, these storms really blew. Now listen to these stats. Last week, and really Kansas was the epicenter of most of this severe weather, but last week we had 643 reports of hail. Some of those hail reports were the size of grapefruit, and some of those hail reports were only the size of marbles, yet that marble-sized hail was piling up 6, 8, 10 inches on the ground, so really impressive. We also had 132 reports of tornadoes. So this was a very, very active week, and it was capped off with one massive tornado that hit central Kansas, producing EF4 damage. That has wind speeds of 180 miles an hour. Now, that tornado was on the ground for 90 minutes and tracked 26 miles. And just so you have some reference here, a normal tornado is on the ground for only about 10 minutes, tracks about 4 miles, does EF1 damage, which gives you a wind speed of around 110. So this was a really, really powerful, you know, storm system that moved through. And it's trying to get east. That's the big picture for this weekend. So that trough that's been sitting over in, you know, kind of in the jet stream in the mountains is finally ejected out into the Great Plains. It's producing this large-scale kind of spin, counterclockwise spin in the atmosphere. It's great to watch on radar today. But if you're watching radar, keep an eye on the plains because there's a lot of storm activity today. Texas is getting drenched, and you need to keep watching that radar through the rest of the weekend. And that's because as these systems move through, they're very difficult to predict more than about 12 to maybe 18 hours in advance. So being good at watching radar and looking for the timing of precipitation events is something that I think every producer should get, you know, really, really good at doing. So what are the impacts on ag? Let's talk that. When we look at impacts on ag, it's going to be a nitrogen loss issue, I think, mainly for corn in the western parts of the Corn Belt. We're going to have to replant some flooded areas, and some flooded areas will probably actually just not get planted again, so there'll be some loss there. And while the wheat crop is expected to be big, there are some concerns over the quality. So that's kind of a look at what's been going on in the last week or so and what we're looking at coming up.
From time to time, there are shifts in the pattern. Do you see anything that would change in the future?
Yeah, good question here. So we're going to stay with this warm, humid pattern for a little while. But I'm starting to see something showing up, not this weekend, but next weekend, where it looks to be a shift in the pattern where a ridge builds out west, bringing warm conditions there, and a trough tries to build into the east. And this means a cool down for the eastern side of the Corn Belt. We're talking highs maybe in the 70s again, but I'm not thinking this is going to last too long. But I'll tell you, one big picture thing to be thinking about with all of this. Right now, as we go into kind of the heart of the growing season, there is no drought to our west. And that's an important player when we think forward about the weather for the upcoming months.
That's Eric Snodgrass from Agrible.